Zayin Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ha-Shoichet Echod B'yayif U'shnayim B'behem Mashkitosek Shera, which is Mashmoni B'di'evid. B'di'evid, if you have a knife and you shecht one of the two simonim, or else by Behema you shecht both of the simonim, it's Kshera, it's Kosher, but Mashmoni B'di'evid. And that's the most question, why only B'di'evid? The Grieve and the Chetchilo. That's the Lach L'Moshe M'Sinai. That a knife, it's enough to shecht one of the two simonim, and by Behema you have to shecht both simonim. Then the Mishnah says, "V'rubai shelechav kemo," that roiv of the simon is like no simon. By oif, you don't have to shecht the whole simon; it's enough to shecht roiv a majority of the simon. That's also rubik kakula. We have Yuduim by behem also. We have Yuduim. Rav Yudu says, "At sheyishkot esavridin." He holds by oifos is not enough just to cut one of the simonim, either the corner of the veshet, the windpipe, or the food pipe, but you also have to cut the vridin. Rashi says that's the chuti etzaver. That's like the veins there by the neck. There's a lot of blood there. And you have to cut it, we'll see in the Gemara, not so much al silchas shita, but al silchas malicha. In order to get the blood out, you have to cut there also. Now what's going to be chatzi echad b'yif? Let's say by a bird, you only cut half of the simen, or echad v'chatzi b'behema. By a behema, you only shechted one and a half simonim. Shkitos apsula, that's no good. Because by if you have to have at least roiv of one, and by behema, you have to have roiv of two. If you only have a half of one, it's not enough. One and a half is no good. Now, roiv echad b'yoif, for roiv shnayim b'behema, again, shkitosik shera. If you have roiv by oif, or roiv by behema, that's also enough. And the Gemara asks the question, the Kruv went to this narration, what does it have to repeat itself for? Now the Gemara asks the question, it says, ha-shoichet mash m'diyevad in l'chathchil aloi, that b'diyevad, if you shechted, or one by oif, or two by behema, it's good. The Gemara says, "Shnayim bebehema lechatchilo loy." If you shechted two of the simonim by behema, that's no good lechatchilo. If so, at kamalishkeit v'leizel, how much more do you have to shecht? There's nothing else to shecht. So why? How can the Mishnah say it's only b'di'evid? Because if you shecht both simonim, the veshet and the kono, how could you say it's only b'di'evid? What more can you do to make it lechatchilo? So Gemara says, "Boy, I want to tell you, aechod b'yoyt is going on one by bird." That's as kosher to shecht one simon by a bird, that's only b'di'evid. But mashmul l'chatchilo, you should shecht both simonim. The Rashi says, that l'chatchilo atzuchu rabbonim tavan, l'chatchilo rabbonim said you have to shecht both of them. Mishum achok al aveiro. V'boi esem, another pshat is, arubo shlechot kemo. That's what the Mishnah says, roiv is enough, that's also only b'di'evid. But l'chatchilo you should shecht the whole simon. The Omer Rav Kano, minayin l'shchiti shimin atzava. B'chol, how do we know that shchit has to be from the neck? Like we said, from the bottom of the neck, not on the back of the neck, but on the front of the neck, minagoyrin, how do we know that's the makam ha-shchita? Shinenu, because the pasuk says, v'shochat es ben ha-bokor. You should shecht the bokor by korban, it says this. So idashin mimokim shesach, at the place where it bends over, shesherkoifet, at the place like with the head, where the neck, where it bends down, choteyu. That's where you should be machshirit. Choteyu means rashes achshirei l'achila. That's where you should do something to metire it, to make it heter achila. Lashon choteyu means to make it kosher. Zemara says, "Mimai, how do you know the high choteyu lishna de tchuyuhu? How do you know it's lashon of a shochat that the mokim shesach choteyu? How do you know choteyu means lashon of cleaning it, of making it kosher? The chesim, because another possible mikra that says v'chitei es abayis, you should clean out the bayis." So you see, v'chita is lashon of cleaning out. See also, the shochat, shesochotem is the place where it bends over, where the neck is, that's where you should shecht it, to metire it, to clean it, to give it its hechsher teat. V'boisim, if you want, v'yokov, in this post, until that it says, tichatenu b'ezoiv, v'yator, like clean it out, v'mezo, when we come tor, you see, lashon of chatem is like cleaning it out. So our core point was saying, how do we know the mokum ashrit is by the neck? Is because it says Loshin, Vishochat means the Mokim Shesach, at the place where the Behema bends over. By its neck it bends over. Now, for the more we aim, why don't I say Miznovoi? If so, maybe it means by the tail. That's where the tail also bends over. So Mercy says Kishurites when he wants to. So maybe you have to shecht off the tail, maybe that's the Mokim Ashkita. So Mercy says no. Sach Mechlal Shezokiv Binan. It has to be that sometimes it's up. Just now it's bent down. V'usach v'yoyim, the tail is always downwards. So that's not the makom to make the shechita. But v'usach v'yoyim do. For the more still v'yema mi'oznoi, maybe the makom to make the shechita is by his ears. Rashi says shukotov is also bent over when he wants to. So the more says no, to cut off the ears, binyan dam ha'nefesh v'leka. About the shechita has to be by the dam ha'nefesh. Rashi says do v'kodeshim k'siv. For dam ha'nefesh binyan l'zrika, you have to have the dam for zrika of the korban. It has to be the dam ha'nefesh, meaning this blood when it runs, the behemoth dies because of it. So if you cut the ear off over there, the behemoth doesn't die from its blood. Therefore, by ear cannot be the makom hashechita. For the Gemara still, why not? For yema, maybe you have to start cutting by the ears, but the kor v'yozel adam ha'nefesh, maybe you have to cut from there. They keep on cutting down, cut in until you get to the makom where the dam kills it, like where the dam ha'nefesh comes out. So that's one question. So in the pasuk v'shachar alone, I really do not know where the makom hashechita is. I'm not sure. Maybe it means from the ear downwards. Pursue another question. Shia. How do we know there's a psul shia if you wait? Well, we'll learn about it later on. If you wait in between the shechita, drosa, if you press down, chalodo, where you have the knife covered up with something, hagrama, if you shech too high up or too low down, the yikr, or where the simonim were already pulled out, where the simonim already were detached from its makam, minon, how do we know these five psulim and shechita? Ella, what do you have to say? Gemara. That it's halach l'mashu misina, these five halachas. So I'll tell you the same thing. Shechita minatzava nami gemara. That we make a shechita from the neck, that's also halach l'mashu misina. And not from this posik. If so, the gemara is so cruel l'mayos. What do we dash from this posik? B'shochat still. What do we learn from this posik of b'shochat? So Mora says, to learn l'shav yigistra. The chiddush is, you should not make it into a gistra. Means do not cut the head off completely. Rashi says, Shlo yachta kolam afrekas, not cut the whole backbone there. It's a two. Dochi mashma chiteyu, means hoitzi has done, take out the blood. Tesulay, and not more. That's the lashon of a shochat. Don't make more than you have to. Don't cut more than the two simonim. Don't go to continue the rest of the afrekas. Another pshat Rashi says is that lele shavi gistra means shlo yidrois, to not press down with the knife. Aye, that's one of the lochas of shechita, which is a loch l'mashu misinai. So Rashi says, some of them take a say in the psukim. So according to this, there's no real issa of cutting through the whole neck, but rather just not to make a drosa, to not press down with the knife. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yehma says like this, that Omakwa the Pasuk says, again, we're trying to learn out, how do we know where the makom hashechita is? So Rav Yehma wanted to say it's from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vizovachta, you should make a shechita. So we darshim imokim shezav choteyu. The place where it drips from, that's the place where you should make a shechita. So Rashi doesn't mean shedomoy zav, means if you cut it by its neck, the dam, the blood will drip out. So Mora says, first of all, my mashmigan, how do we know daichi teyu lishna de metabru? How do we say now vizovachta means loshna breaking it? How do we know it means loshna breaking it? Rashi says, choteyu means shavreyu kolem chotcheyu, cut it. So Adashi now, like Mimokim Shazav, the place where it drips from, choteyu, break it. So how do we know that choteyu means loshen of the metama breaking? Because here the Pasuk says, al teyro v'al teches, don't be afraid and don't break. So that loshen teches means tachey, choteyu means to break it there. For the Mora still, the ema michoitzman, maybe means from its nose. If you want to know what drips, the nose also always drips. The Gemara says no. Zav ayidei chitoy binin. He wants to have something that drips only because you cut it, you break it. That's like you cut the shechita, you make a shechita of a makom of the neck by the simonim, that causes the dam to drip out. But for how you know the nose of the animal, zav melev, it drips by itself. Therefore, that's not the makom to shechita to cut by its nose. The Gemara still asks, v'yema, why don't I say meliboy? When I say maybe it means to cut it by its heart. Rashi says, Liboy im toku boy sakin uzav dam arbei. If you stab it with your knife by the heart of the animal, it will also drip out a lot of blood. So maybe the makom to make the shechita is by the heart. So again, the famous question. Vesu, secondly, shia, how do we know there's a psul shia not to wait in between the shechita? Should we also not to press down with the knife? Chaloda, not to have the knife covered with something. And we'll see later. Hagrom, how do we know not to shech too high up? The yikr of the simonim are detached already. We're uprooted. How do we know there's a psul? Minolon? Ella, what do you have to answer? Gemara. All these things are Allah Moshe Messina, it's a Gemara. If so, Shechita Minatzava Nami Gemara. Havada, that we know the makom to make the Shechita is by its neck, That's also halachuma shem Sinai, and not from Sukkim. If so, what do we do with this pasuk of Izavachta v'krola mayosa? Again, it comes the l'shavi gistro. Again, the tukshatim either means do not cut it completely through its neck, don't cut the backbone also, or else the second shot means do not make it rasa, do not press down with the knife. Nothing more says the very Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the Rabbi Yishmael learned. The pasuk says v'shachat is al tikri v'shachat ele v'sachat. Do not reach a v'shachat, but rather v'sachat, meaning to say mimokem shesach chotayu, from the place where it talks. Rashi says shemoytzi koil, like by its voice box. That's where you should make the shchita. Mimokem shesach, where the voice comes out chotayu. That's where you should make the shchita. That's by the neck. So Rashi says v'aim, if so, why not say milushoynoi? Maybe by its tongue. The tongue also helps you to talk. So maybe by the tongue, that's the mokum to make the shchita. I cut off its tongue. Samara says, no, that's a svara binum dam ha nefesh v'lekom. Havad, you have to cut in the place where the dam of the nefesh will come out, and here you don't have the dam ha nefesh. But still says, v'yema, why don't I say, tekora v'yozel ha dam ha nefesh? Maybe start cutting by its tongue, and continue cutting down until you get to the place where all the dam ha nefesh, we all will die from it. And again, v'su, secondly, shia, how do we know that there's a psul of shia? Trosa, Chaloda, Groma, V'yikra, Minohay, we know all these psulim, the five psul mashchita. El, what do you have to answer again? Gemara. Avad et halachul mashim Sinai. Ischata yeshchita minatza v'nami Gemara. Hatat you make a shchita from its neck is also halachul mashim Sinai, not from a posik. If so, again, v'kro l'mayos, what do we do with this posik, the dashin, that v'shochat, hidashin, it says v'shochat, el v'shochat, v'udu v'shochat, v'mayoso, again, the l'or l'shavi gistro, the ikaposikas teach us, make a shchita just to get the dam out, but not to have to cut straight through the mafrekis, or else the second shot does not make a drosa. So that's the kitza, how we know the mokum shchita through halach l'mashim Sinai. Now the Gemara says, v'tono, maisele mihocho, there's a tano. In Rashi says in Teres Kanim that learns out this lima from this pasuk. As before, we had the Amoroyim; they wanted to bring down Sukkim and didn't come out, so they came out to Halach L'Mashim Sinai. But there's a Tana in Teres Kanim that he dashed this from a pasuk, and the Tana learns like this: the Tana we learned, Rabbi Chiyu Eimer, Minayin L'Shchita Minatzav. How do we know that the Shchita should be by its neck? Shneimer the pasuk says, V'Orku Bnei Aaron Akahanim Es Hanasochim, that the Bnei Aaron Akahanim they should put in place to the sock on the pieces of the meat. I mean to say, when you come to burn the carbon, so after you have the pieces sliced up already, now you have to go burn them. So it says that the orko, they should set it up in place, but they are not kind of messing the sock. Now, Shane Tom learned the process does not have to say, it's talking about by carbon oil. By carbon oil, the whole thing is burnt, but we know first you have to slice it into pieces, and then we burn the pieces. So now, by carbon oil, Shane Tom learned the process did not have to say, as a roish v'yasa poder, the head and the fat, do not have to say to burn that. If so, matam loim, what does the pasuk have to say? Matam loim, as a roish v'yasa poder, what does he have to say also to burn the head and the fats? The chorb shita. Samara says, but the question is like, v'aloi roish u'poder, v'chlau kol ha'nesochim, that's also part of all the nesochim. The pasuk says, v'yorku v'nayar nakana mesan nesochim, meaning all the pieces of the meat. So pshita, part of the pieces is the head and the fats. If so, what do I have to have a special pasuk for to say? As the roish v'as the podar. So Mora says, lo miyotzu. So after the pasuk goes out separately to tell us you have to also burn the roish and the podar. So Mora explains, l'vishenem, because the pasuk says, v'hiv shet es oilo v'nosach. You should fillet the oilo. Meaning v'hiv shet means take off the skin, and v'nosach and cut up into pieces. Say liyel in the sochim sheyesh nemechlah havshoto. Maybe what do you have to burn? Only the pieces that you first have to flay and take off the skin. So the rest of the body that you have to skin it first and then slice it, those are called in the sochim that you have to burn. But minayim the rabbi says a rosh. How do I know to say the head also has to be burnt? Shekvar hutas, it was already chopped off. Meaning to say you do not flay, you do not have to skin it. The skin on the head stays on it. So if so, maybe that's not part of the mitzvah of burning the head. On this Talmud, the Pasuk has to say no. As the Rosh V'yes Pidroi V'yorach, separately that you also have to burn the head also. So Rashi explains that minayin the rabbis had not to include the chlal aricha that you have to put on top of the fire gamis arosh, even the head also, which is shayna b'chal hafshot, it's not b'chal skinning it. Shrei hutas b'shchit is very cut off b'shash shchit. Rashi means to say kredim hafshoto the chivon the nechtecho simonim, since you cut the simonim korle hutas from the shakol chiyuse tolavem, all the chiyus of the animal totally in the simon, and therefore command o kamunach b'dikla domi. If so, how do we know to be married with this? That's the postik here, as the rosh vs a pedi, you have to burn them also. Now, me becomes this the postik, since the more says, as a rosh the head, Sheikh Farhutu is already chopped off already, nechlal the shchitim in a tzaver. Like, since we darshin to say that, like, the reason why we need a postik here is, because otherwise I would have thought to say, since the head was cut off already from before, when was the head cut off from before? It must be that's where the makom ha-shchitah is. Here's the proof that the shchitah is the makom of the tzaver, that you cut off the head. That's a proof in apostolic that the shchitah should be the makom of tzaver. Now, the Torah more explains now. The Torah of this bright started off, postak b'rosh shapot, it started off to say, with the head and with the fat. On Messiah, it ends off with lashna b'rosh shayapidroi. So how come? And why does the apostolic say, rosh shayapidroi? So my answer is, hokikom, this is what it means to say. Minayin the rabbi says a rosh kvahutas. How do we know to be marb? Even the head that was already chopped off. Talmud, the pasuk says that's a rosh v'esaf heder, the head and the fats. Now, v'rosh shoy pidra lomeli. Why does the pasuk have to say rosh shoy pidra for? The extra like rosh shoy, the extra vov, is mi lomeli mi boiler. We need lekatan like we learned that minayin. How do we know to say la rosh peder shekoyd min lechol anasochim? How do we know to say it's supposed to burn first the head and its fat before you burn the rest of the pieces of meat? Talmudim, the postik says, as roisha v'yas pidra v'yorach, meaning to say that this comes first, v'yorach, that first you have to burn the head and the fats, and then you burn the rest of the pieces. Now the Gemara says, u'ped de kamudo de kosvach monolomli, the first postik says, u'ped